This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Sean and RJ trying to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible. Jake Rietma in studio. He was at the AAC last night to talk Stars at 7. A little baby ticket giveaway during the expressway, and another one in the 9 o'clock hour. Our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, was in Frisco yesterday for Cowboys practice.
Let's turn on my mic first. Let's talk about the headline coming out of yesterday for me, which was Joe Milton. Joe Milton was a guy that I think the two things we were talking about yesterday that we were most interested in seeing were Joe Milton, and I know, Sean, you mentioned Jaden Blue, who Jaden Blue was working with the second team. I didn't see him getting any first team reps. These practices are hard to judge with running backs because there's no contact. And so you can't bring guys to the ground, and they'll always run the play out. So it's like, all right, would you have really slipped through that and wiggled through that and broken that run, or was it just that's the nature of the practice? But Joe Milton was going to be fairly easy to figure out, all right, how's he looking right now? He was much better than he was last week. He still feels at times like he's getting frazzled by how fast things go. Like, I think the very first snap he took, you saw him, like, you saw his eyes kind of dart around, and then he's just kind of panic throwing it to the sideline. But settled down, made a few really nice throws. There were, like, two or three throws over the middle of the field, 15, 20 yards down the field, that were just lasered in between, like, defenders swiping their hands along the path of the ball. He looked really good throwing the ball yesterday, and you heard some positive things coming out of the organization from Schottenheimer and others yesterday about just like, yeah, Joe's coming along pretty well, and these practices are getting better for him. And yesterday it looked like it.
Nick Harris said much more consistent day from Milton compared to last week. Had him charted at 7 for 8. Highlight came on a 40-yard pass to Ryan Flournoy for a touchdown. Will Greer was 3 for 3. And
Joe Milton throws 40-yard passes left-handed. I'm surprised he was able to throw only 40 yards.
And Brian Schottenheimer accidentally created a headline for the quarterbacks from some dumbasses out there, which maybe will be nominated for worst take at 9 a.m. when he was asked, is Joe Milton still a developmental quarterback?
I think they all are. I mean, I think Dak is in the developmental phase, and that sounds crazy for a guy that's played that much, but, like, there's things that we're tweaking with Dak, you know, so I don't think it's just for Joe. Joe is a guy that we obviously know all about the talent, but, you know, the system that he came from in Tennessee, you know, created some challenges in terms of just what he has to learn and things like that. But the minute these quarterbacks think that they've figured it all out, that's when it's probably time for them to think about doing something different, because the way defenses attack in this league, it makes it almost impossible to ever relax.
Who asked, by the way, if Joe Milton is developing? Like, duh.
Yeah. Well, it was our buddy, Mr. First Question, Calvin Watkins. But his first question was asking about, in general, they were talking about,
follow me, Calvin. I could have DM'd you not to do that.
They're talking about backup quarterbacks. And Shotta gave a really long answer about that. And so it was just a follow-up of just like, okay, so you would still put him as, not necessarily like, a backup ready to go. He's developmental. And that's when Shotta came back. The idea that this is anything, because there were a few different places yesterday where people were like, oh my gosh, listen to how Schottenheimer's talking about Dak. What an error. You may have heard some of those takes at 5:25 this morning, leading into snacks. But the idea that, like, to me, I don't see how anybody can hear anything other than clear cover for Joe Milton.
They didn't hear it. They read it.
That's exactly it. They read the quote. And then they went, oh my gosh, look, he's talking about Dak. No, that is clearly a, hey, we're all still learning. We're all still learning, guys. And they didn't want to throw Joe under the bus, it sounded like, too much by saying, he's really far behind because of where he came out of. We had talked about that leading up to the draft. The Tennessee system is screwing some of these guys coming out.
Choppy.
Where people feel like Heupel's system is just, it's not making them pro ready.
Sorry, our coach is just better.
Yeah, except when you're playing top tier teams, I guess, at the end of the year.
Well, yeah, when Connor Stallions is going and giving up all the secrets. Look, this is a nothing. Even if they listen to the quote, it's still a nothing. Let me ask you this. Does Patrick Mahomes work on things in the offseason?
Yes.
Okay. Is he working on them to get better, or is he just, you know, wasting time?
Right. Yeah.
He's developing.
This is all the pursuit. That's exactly what Shoddy's trying to say. It's two questions back to back that make it sound like, boy, can Joe Milton even function on a football field?
Yeah.
And Shoddy's trying to say, look, even the guys who were really comfortable and the guy we're paying $60 million to, the guy who is a multi-time Pro Bowler that we consider our franchise quarterback, that guy is still developing.
They all are. Yeah.
And he said, if you don't think you're developing anymore, you need to retire. Brady was tweaking things his entire career.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's,
remember Michael Jordan worked on something every offseason.
Every offseason. Like, you know.
Stupid. Desperation. Headline horror. Yes.
Headline horror.
Was it USA Today? I like to call people out.
USA Today is the one that had written specifically about it, which that's 100%. You looked at a quote because they said Cowboys head coach talking about Dak Prescott like a rookie is unnerving.
I love
you. USA read Day. Okay, you read the Twitter quote and decided got to hit my quota, got to hit my article quota. Let's go on a rant about this. But just like, oh my gosh, Cowboys fans, so sorry. You have somebody who thinks your quarterback is a rookie, handles him with kid gloves. It's like, no, stop.
I love USA Today to this day. I mean, it was perfect. Yeah. It's the cliff notes of sports, of news.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to make it look seem like they're smarter than you and use these big words. It's basically it's a coloring book. Very short articles, my kind of thing, you know, like four paragraphs and an extra sentence.
This is one of the quotes from it. If these are the kind of sound bites we're going to get from Schottenheimer before he coaches a single game, imminent disaster assuredly will descend upon Dallas. You melodramatic clickbait.
Ooh,
artist.
Melodramatic.
Who's the name of this person? I know it's not Jared Bell.
No. This is, his name is Robert Zaglinski.
Okay.
Is his name.
Mark that down, Ted. Put him on the no-go list, Mr. Carper.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, that was, in general, yesterday, I thought a lot of the discussion about the quarterbacks from Schottenheimer was interesting. He had a lot of good stuff on that. Dak, we didn't see as much of. They're working through a lot of different things. I saw somebody ask Nick on Twitter, like, should we be concerned that the deep passing game isn't there? Like, is this Schottenheimer's conservatives? And no, it's like, no, guys. Like, this is literally just you're working through some things. There were a couple of drops yesterday. Schoonmaker had one. CD had one down the sideline deep during team period that was a kind of an interesting moment. So he dropped it, and then he goes to the sideline, and he starts trying to knock out some push-ups. And I had never seen this before. I don't think anybody of the media out there had ever seen this before. When he gets down to do the push-ups, like, George Pickens sprinted over and got down next to him and did all the push-ups with CD and knocked him out.
Their media energy fell in love with that.
Their energy, they're buddies. They're tight. Like, they really get along really, really well.
Schottenheimer was asked, has there been any moment that has stood out with your new wideout?
I think, number one, he's doing an incredible job picking up the system. I talked about his intentionality last week, I believe, just how hard he's working. But there was a play, and it really wasn't anything George did. But we're in the red zone, and we're in kind of a spread formation. We hit him for a touchdown. Joe did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little a bender, like a little skinny post. Down in the low red zone, and CD was on the other side. And when CD broke out, and he looked back to see where the ball went, and he saw George in the end zone, he kind of dragged his toes up. CD was like Yes. So I think his excitement for knowing that we've added some pieces, which will add to the competition. It was cool to see a guy like CD be excited. And those two guys' relationship is awesome. I'm sure you guys have probably done stories on it, but they're spending a lot of time together. I think it's great for CD to have someone like George, not that George is a young player, but someone that GP really looks up to in CD. They obviously have trained some together, but that relationship's really cool. And I'm enjoying kind of just sitting back and watching it develop and the two of them getting together and spending time with Junior Adams. And it's been really cool and fun for me to watch just how it all is beginning to fit together.
My five-year-old son is dying for my daughter to grow up faster. So he has like a running mate, yeah. And she's one because he wants like a playmate 24/7. CeeDee Lamb sounds like he got a friend.
Oh, he looks...
CeeDee Lamb got a friend. Buddy.
These two practices, he has looked like giddy, like he's bouncing around the field. And maybe that's just he's happy to be back on the football field. He's got his quarterback back. Like, there could be a number of things, but a lot of it does feel like he's excited that George Pickens is here. He thinks this is going to lead to more opportunity for him. It's going to lead to better opportunities for the offense. It better lead to improvements on the offense. Otherwise,
well, here's the thing I'm taking from it. I know you can't double everyone in coverage and all that. I'm going to use CeeDee Lamb's personality to gauge George Pickens. Do you feel that CeeDee Lamb is a good dude, Bobby?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to be looking at, if CeeDee Lamb feels good enough to interact and socialize and be tight with George, that's going to make me feel better that George Pickens isn't this bad dude, this poisonous cancer. That's the way I'm looking at it. It's like, oh, that person thinks that person is worth their time to hang out and be doing all this stuff with and be all lovey-dovey. Maybe George Pickens ain't so bad after all. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, as much as culture has been emphasized and underlined, that what Pickens did yesterday, like going over there and knocking out the reps, it's such a little thing. But like that's the kind of stuff Shotty wants to see. That's the stuff that he wants to see from the guys and the type of relationships that they have. And he's somebody who I think universally you've heard from people. George Pickens is kind of like the guy who's a little difficult in class. Like, students love him. His peers love him. He can be kind of a pain at times for the authority.
For the teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a class clown. He's got the class clown. I'm not saying he's a class clown, but that's what he is in class. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, like... But you're right. I mean, the students do find that person entertaining and funny.
Your son.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And we get emails. So the kids love him, but we get the emails because the teachers don't. They think he's a punk.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line before Jake Rietma talks Stars in studio.
Positive day of practice also for Jalen Brooks and Jonathan Mingo. It's back-to-back practices here where I've seen Mingo and... like noticed him and had him flash a little bit, which is encouraging. I'm going to be interested to see how they play out that back end of it with Turpin, Tolbert, and Mingo. Because I think for everybody, they clearly look, all right, Turpin's a guy who is kind of specific to the slot. Tolbert is a former third-round pick who they've started talking better about. And Mingo didn't look very good. So I think for a lot of people, they go, clearly that's Tolbert, and then Turpin in spots, and then Mingo's an afterthought. They really, really like Jonathan Mingo. And they really think that he can be somebody who can contribute for them. And look, he showed a decent job blocking in the run game. That's going to be something that'll help him get on the field. And if he picks up the passing game a little bit and develops, you know, a connection with Dak, that's going to be big for getting him on the field. And he might start pushing reps for Jalen Tolbert. But
so I really like Mingo.
Yeah. No. They really believe in his upside, and they think he can still tap into. They think they bought in on a player that Carolina gave up on too quickly. That's what they think.
All right, we're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. More Cowboys throughout the entire show. We got a little baby ticket giveaway that we want you to win in the Expressway, the 7 o'clock Expressway. Since you are part of the 6 a.m. club, it is over, and it could be the end of not just the Dallas Stars, but Jake Rietma in studio. What did he think of the Otter move? What does this team need to add? And is Pete DeBoer in trouble? Rietma in studio, back from the AAC next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.